Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 22nd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and as we typically say, it's a beautiful day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, once again, and it's a joy to share a message that we hope will encourage you in our series called Daily Encouragement. Today's message is titled, Blessed and Highly Flavored. The scripture texts, and there are two of them today, are from Matthew 5, verse 13, and from Colossians 4, verse 6.
You are the salt of the earth. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
Well, we sure enjoy hearing from our readers, and of course, sometimes podcast listeners, although we may not necessarily know unless you tell us. And to hear reports of how the Lord is working in and through them. The other day, a reader shared how she sought to be a witness, in part by using the phrase, I'm blessed and highly flavored, when asked, how are you doing? Well, I'm guessing that this is a typo on her part, since I'm much more familiar with the biblical phrase, blessed and highly favored, rather than flavored. However, her comment is a great aspiration, that we would be highly flavored as well.
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus used two common items to illustrate the impact his followers were to have on the world around them. He used salt and light. Although there are many usages of salt, there are likely two that would have been common to Christ's initial hearers. Salt used as a flavoring and as a preservative. In both cases, it is vitally important that the salt be evenly distributed over that which is to be salted.
Today, we are most familiar with the use of salt as a flavoring. Well, last night I had a plate of sliced homegrown tomatoes, and I lightly salted and peppered them before eating them. We don't place a gob of salt on our plate to eat separately in high concentration. At least if we're healthy, we don't. No, we use a salt shaker to evenly distribute it over the food we want flavored. Likewise, a single grain of salt is not discernible to the taste buds, but sprinkled with other grains of salt on top of the food, it makes a real difference.
On the Lord's Day, followers of Christ gather in concentration to worship, to be encouraged, and to be equipped for ministry. Then we spread out through the culture that surrounds us. I believe God uses our work to evenly distribute us. You may look around and see but a few grains of salt where you work, and in some cases, you may be the only grain. You may feel very lonely in your stand for Christ and think, what difference am I making? Sometimes the difference we make is recognizable, such as leading someone to faith or bringing encouragement to a fellow believer. But at other times, we see no observable results of our witness. We must practice a steady obedience and wait to see the impact of our saltiness.
I believe in the final accounting, faithful followers of Christ will find they had an impact that will include much more that we just weren't aware of down here. I consider a line from Ray Bolts' classic song from the 80s called Thank You. Many of you have heard it. We have a link up on the site today to a video of Ray Bolts singing it. It has a line in it that says, one by one they came, far as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth below, in heaven now proclaimed.
Let us all pray together. Father, as a believer, I want to rid myself of such things as malice, slander, or filthy language from my lips. I want the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be pleasing to you this day. I pray that my conversation is uplifting, so that I build others up rather than tear them down. May I walk in your grace so that I impart grace to others, showing respect, courtesy, and interest in their lives. Just as salt is tasty to food, making it more pleasant to eat, I pray that my dialogue is wholesome, making conversation pleasant and beneficial to those who listen. Because of your redemptive work in my life, I am indeed blessed and highly flavored with the preserving salt of your holy word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us today. We are told many of our readers and listeners appreciate the prayers that Brooksine writes, and that really is her gift, and I so appreciate that. Well, I want to share a note today. It is my spiritual birthday, and I like to acknowledge on this day each year of God's redeeming work in my life. Felt a little funny writing this part by myself, but I have that on the note on my calendar. The 22nd of August, it was 37 years ago today, 1971, that I placed my faith in Christ as my Lord and Savior at a revival meeting in Kansas City, Missouri, where a young evangelist at that time, although at that time I was so young he probably seemed old, named Lowell Lundstrom spoke. And Lowell Lundstrom and his wife Connie are still in ministry to this day. I read on their website this morning that they've recently celebrated 40 years of ministry. So I have a feeling he may not even be that much older than us. We're celebrating our 32nd year of marriage and essentially ministry as well. Well, it's a joy to serve God today. We have several photos up on the site today that you might find interesting. And we want to especially call attention and respect for a friend of ours that passed away just yesterday named Hope Winchoba. And we have been requested to perform her funeral service, and we're going to honor that request, and we'll be up in New England early next week for the service. But hope to have these messages continue through much of that time, even though we're on the road. Well, thanks for joining us today. Again, our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is simply Daily Encouragement. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Friday, August 22nd, 2008. I want to again remind you, if you go to the site today also, you can click on the link to hear the song we alluded to in the latter part of the message by Ray Bolts called Thank You. And I'm sure it will bless you. It does me practically every time I listen to it.